There has been an awful lot of talk recently about MP3 and Napster and Nutella and all of the other ways that people have found to trade and swap songs over the internet freely. For musicians and record companies, the main issue is protecting their copyrights. For fans, it's access to practically any song ever recorded for free. But the rise of internet music swapping has another problem. On today's Design for the Real World, graphic designer Michael Beirut tells us about what he considers the real crisis engendered by internet music swapping, the demise of beautifully designed album covers.
Kids who are young today, you know, they only know CDs. But people came of age, you know, before the advent of CDs, remember this glorious age where you could basically spend any free 4 hours that your mom would drive you to the mall standing in a record store just looking at record covers. They were filled with so much information. They were so kind of simple and accessible as objects. When you think about it as a design problem, it's a 12 by 12 object, always the same, it's a 12 by 12 square. Every single band, every single genre of music, all playing by the same rules. How can they express what their thing is on this 12 by 12 square? In a way, it's sort of like the ultimate battle of the bands. You know, everyone's sort of like given the exact same song to play, and the song is, it has to sound something like a 12 by 12 square. I got much of my design education standing in Record Revolution at the Palmertown Mall, and there were names of designers of record covers that I came to like, even though I hardly bought any of the records. Oddly, even record cover design had lessons for people that would become corporate identity designers. Because I designed to be a designer at a really early age, it may not have been just a coincidence that one of my favorite bands was this band, Chicago. And Chicago was notorious in terms of the marketing of their records because they had a fairly large, like I think an 8 or 9-piece band, but most people didn't really have any allegiance to like the drummer from Chicago or the guitarist from Chicago. There was this corporate entity called Chicago, and in fact it was presented in this very corporate way. And the series of record covers that they did, the John Berg design, and that one illustrator slash model maker named Nicholas Fasciano did most of the artwork for, was just nothing but a single kind of calligraphic logo that says Chicago. I don't know if you can picture it, but it says Chicago. And starting with the second album, all I did was almost like do the exact same cover, but render it in a different way every time. And clearly, there was this like real kind of like upping of the ante every time they would do it. First time they did it was painted on board, and then the second time they did it in kind of brushed stainless steel. Then the third time they wove it into an old flag. And then it went on and on for that. Famous ones, like they made it look like a Hershey bar, including a foil wrapping. They kind of made it look like a map with like all the detail of different kind of like Chicago suburbs around it. And if you think about it again, it's sort of exactly sort of what every corporation wants, a consistent image, yet that's rendered in consistently evolving, surprising ways. Everyone nowadays, whether it's Nike, whether it's McDonald's, whether it's Burger King, no matter who it is, they want to sort of have a core of consistency in their message, but somehow they want to have it evolve for different audiences to show that the offer kind of continuously changes over time. If you ask me, this whole problem was solved, you know, back in the 70s by John Berg and Nick Fasciano for this band Chicago. And anyone who has a complete collection, I nearly do, sort of has all they need to design any corporate program going forward into the 21st century.
Here in Studio 360, we'll be looking regularly at design for the real world, how everything from album covers to thermostats to spoons come to look the way they do. If there's an everyday item that has piqued your curiosity, let us know about it. Visit our website at studio360.org and tell us what you'd like us to investigate.